Commissioner Gaynor, we welcome you. Good to have you with us this morning. Bridget, good to see you. As tradition in this church, we always have one of our mothers speak on Mother's Day, and today we have a team, mother and daughter, speaking today. That's the mother on the left and the daughter on the right. Because if you get older, you know what reverses. And for those that may not know, let me share you a little bit about these two individuals. Mother Norma Bradley is a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother. Her husband, Albert Bradley, went home to be with the Lord. She's been a member of St. Sabina since 1974. She is a result-oriented professional with a bachelor's degree in business education, accounting option, and a master's degree in Christian education. She worked for the Board of Education as a teacher and for Social Security Administration as a technical expert. She belongs to a number of ministries and organizations at St. Sabina. She said she's inspired by her pastor. I don't know if that's true, but she... She serves on the Archdiocesan Council of Catholic Women's Board. Not only does she love to bake, she can bake. I have about 15 pounds on me that can testify to the fact that she can bake. And she loves to encourage young women to love God and love themselves and love one another. She believes that indeed we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us. And that whatever we do for the least, we do for God. And that when much is given, much is expected. So she loves serving God and loves serving her church and God's people. Mother Norma Bradley. Her daughter, Michela Bell, was born into the faith community of St. Sabina in March of 1980 and has been a member ever since. Michela correlates much of her life's success to the strong and rich foundational teaching she received early in this faith community. Michela began as a kindergarten student in St. Sabina Academy and matriculated to valedictorian of her eighth grade class. She served in a number of leadership roles as a junior daughter in the Knights of Peter Claver, Court 192, and became on fire for Jesus, establishing her own personal relationship with God as a teenage girl in the Young Warriors for Christ youth ministry. Michela lives a purpose-driven life with Romans 8:28 that says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose." That is her inspiration. She is married to Ira Bell Jr., and God has gifted them with two righteous young men, Isaiah Daniel and Elijah Daniel, who they are raising to be God's fearing and in pursuit of God's purpose for their lives. Michela is a social worker who has been working diligently for 11 years to impact the lives of children of families of Chicago Public Schools, as well as to support teachers and administrators to develop social and emotional learning skills in our children as they strive to become all-inspiring contributors to our society. She lives a life in gratitude, proclaiming to God be the glory for the things he has done. Michela Bradley. We will begin with the mother, the queen, Mother Norma Bradley. Please welcome her.
Good morning, St. Sabina.
Good morning.
And happy Mother's Day. Now, I want all the mothers, whether you are mother, grandmother, adoptive mother, surrogate mother, to stand and give yourself a hand, because believe me, you deserve it. Oh God, open our hearts to your word. Free us from every distraction so that we may focus on listening, that we may hear, that we may change. Let your Holy Spirit take full control of me and let him speak, not me. I submit myself to you so that you can use me in whichever way you want to. I choose to glorify only you, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We are honored to have with us this morning, this Mother's Day, Never Forget Chicago, honoring mothers who have lost their children to violence. The issue of gun violence is complex, but know that our King, the Prince of Peace, is not confused. We can trust him with our protection and provision. And we can trust that when he returns, he will put an end to all violence, death, and destruction. He will turn our weapons of war into means of cultivation. To that I say, come quickly, Lord. Come quickly. Martin Luther King Jr. stated, darkness cannot drive out darkness.
Right.
Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Remember, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God.
Amen.
Mother, M-O-T-H-E-R, mother. M is for model. One of the most magnificent features of God's work of creation was the power he gave to all creatures and plants to reproduce after their own kind. Every time new life is brought into being, God as the creator is magnified.
Yes.
Eve was the first mother, a perfect model, but she yielded to the voice of Satan and came under God's curse. But God had a plan that through grace and through our acceptance of Christ, that we as mothers can continue to be the model that God created us to be. Each child comes into the world with a moldable mind. As we teach and model godly conduct, attitudes, and words, a belief system leading them to God will develop within them. In today's world, our daughters look for role models. As Christian women, our mothers should be our role model. Our Christian mother is our guide, our example, and leader. She is our Christian model. Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, verses 3 through 9, is God's prescription for a strong family. First of all, we are to love the Lord with all our heart, soul, and might. And secondly, we are commanded to teach God's word to our children.
Yes.
These two requirements are the recipe for a strong family, which expresses love and devotion for one another. It sounds simple, but believe me, it takes hard work. O is for obey. Obedience is an attitude we have to learn to embrace. It is not a trait we automatically acquire when we become Christians. The Bible gives us clear instructions on how to obey God, and Jesus provided us with the perfect example of submission to the Father when he suffered and died on the cross for us. We received salvation through grace and not through works. God's power is magnified through our obedience so that we can become an instrument that God can use to attract and heal his people. Some reasons why obedience to God is important. Number one, Jesus calls us to obedience. John, the 14th chapter, the 15th verse. If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Right.
Secondly, obedience is an act of worship that flows from our heart of gratitude for the grace we received from the Lord.
Yeah.
Romans, 12th chapter, the 1st verse, tells us, my dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind God will find acceptable. This truly is the way to worship him. Number three, God rewards obedience.
Yeah.
Genesis, the 22nd chapter, the 18th verse states, and through your descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed, all because you have obeyed me. Mm. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yeah.
And disobedience leads to sin and death. T is for teacher. 2 Timothy tells us that godly mothers are women of sincere faith, and that godly mothers honor God's word and train their children in it. A mother must grow in her own love for God's word, because you cannot impart what you do not possess. If our children seldom see us seeking God through his word, they won't be interested in doing it. If they don't see you changing through your growing understanding of and obedience to the word, they won't be motivated to be in the word themselves.
Right.
In Psalms 78, verses 5 through 6, our ancestors were commanded to teach their children and for their children to teach their children. We must pass on God's word to each generation. My sisters and brothers, is there one thing you can concentrate on this week to keep your family focused on God's plan for their lives? Take time this week and think about it. H is for helper. We need family for physical support and for spiritual support. Part of belonging to a family means we each step up to help each other. As a mother, it is our duty, even a sacred responsibility, to care for those in our family. We are also told that parents will be held accountable before God for the discharge of these obligations. I often tell young women to be careful, because once you get a child, it is yours from your womb until your tomb or their tomb.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is yours whether the man sticks by you or not. Remember that we help our children by listening to them, disciplining them, and admitting our failures to them. No one is a perfect parent. But even times of failure can be used to train your children. If you admit making a mistake, your children are more likely to be honest with you when they fail in some way.
Right.
E is for encourage. We all need to be lifted up and encouraged at times. Sometimes in our effort to improve our children's behavior, our performance at school or home, as mothers, we speak more negative than positive words to them. There are many discouragers in the world your children will encounter, but you have been given the privilege of being an encourager, building them up instead of tearing them down. Let us be determined to catch our children doing something right instead of something wrong and acknowledge it. Give your children a snapshot of what they are becoming and what you appreciate about them, and you will find that their attitude, motivation, and effort will improve. Perhaps you had a painful experience in your past that left you feeling worthless, but Jesus wants you to know you have great value because he gave his life so that you would. God wants you to know today that you are worth more than the money in your bank account.
Come on.
You are worth more than the number of friends on Facebook.
Come on.
You are worth more than the number of followers on your Twitter account.
Come on now.
You are worth more than the number of meetings and appointments on your calendar.
Come on now.
You are worth more than your successes or failures. You are worth more than your level of education. You are worth more than the price tags hanging in your closet.
Come on now.
You are worth more than your accomplishments or lack of them. Finally, R is for recycle. We recycle cans, but today I hope that we will recycle mother by being a godly model that obeys God, teaches our children by helping them to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior,
yeah,
and encourage them to finally take hold of Jesus' words. You are worth more. That's what he wants you to know today. You are worth more. Thank you, and God bless you.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Yes. I give honor to God, my spiritual leadership, Reverend Michael Flager. Yes. And the great pastoral staff here at the Faith Community of St. Sabina.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
We are so grateful for this opportunity to fellowship with our community in this way. I want to also acknowledge the mothers. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
As well as guests, yes, who have come to join my mother and I in this special opportunity. Some of those are my siblings and family members who couldn't make it here, so they are participating over the live stream. But I say all of that to say because they know I never miss an opportunity to tell my entire family that I'm the best thing that ever happened to them.
Go ahead, Miss.
Yes. I give honor to my mother.
Yes.
Who I am proud to stand side by side with, representing motherhood on this special day. As mentioned in our introductions, we have been a part of this faith community for a long time. I have walked the aisles of this beautiful church many days hearing people say, "Oh, that's Norma's daughter." Yeah, you know her. You know who she is. That's Norma's daughter. And in true fashion, being Norma's daughter, I strive very hard to set myself apart, blazing my own trails to be known as Michela, Norma's daughter. Don't get me wrong, it is always a compliment to me to be referenced in that way. However, I often felt that Norma's personality and being is so large that I could never imagine being half of who she is.
My Lord.
Therefore, I had to make my own way. Sometimes resulting in stumbles and falls. but the mother Norma just so eloquently spoke of have always been there, urging me to get back up again while on this journey. She has been the model of motherhood, who has obeyed God in her role on many ends of the spectrum, whether adhering to his command to inspire my siblings and I to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, honoring him in all our ways, or adhering to his command to give us back to him. Because as children learn and grow, they can find themselves in a place which dictates that it's not by power, not by might,
yes,
but by my spirit, says the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
She's been a teacher, instructing me to live my purpose as a child of God, as an independent career woman, as a devoted wife and mother. My mother is certainly a present help in time of need. And dare anyone have anything to say about what she does for her children? She has encouraged me through her model of strength and demonstration of unconditional love in more ways than I can stand here and articulate on today. An exemplar such as this leaves you no choice but to recycle. Throughout my life, I have spent so much time with my mother. I adore her and have likened myself to her in many ways, even as a mother myself. I'll never forget, she told me, and my mom has always been a person that makes you feel like you're the best thing ever. So anything, when we having conversations, it's just everything is just to make you feel great. So even in this moment, she told me, God gave us these hips to bear kings. And sure enough, that's what he gave me. And I am so grateful. And even in gratefulness, many of us here today know all too well that the road of motherhood is not smooth. It can get really rough and has highs and lows. Highs of the first time you lay eyes on your newborn baby, and lows of trying earnestly to conceive and give birth to no avail. Highs of witnessing the smile on your child's face and the joy in their heart when they have accomplished a great feat while keeping your hands on them all the way. And lows of death's grip, snatching your child and their purpose like a thief in the night. We have a beautiful and courageous group of women here celebrating with us today who have endured this lowest of the low. And I pray God's strength and perfect peace be given unto you. As I am called to be a mother in the world we live in today, I thank God even more for the mother who was gifted to me. A mother who planted the seed of Proverbs 22:6, which tells us, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. See, my siblings and I have been reared not just by a mother, but also by a matriarch. I feel it's so very important to make this distinction and acknowledge her in that way, because not every woman mother or not, will be a matriarch.
Yeah.
Becoming your family's matriarch is not a job that is passed down to you. You don't just grow into it. Hmm. God places callings on our lives, and we have to decide to take it on and act accordingly. A family matriarch is the foundation upon which her entire family is built. She is the constant. Think about that for a moment. That is an enormous responsibility and decision to make, one that I have wrestled with myself. See, I often recognize a lot of my mother in me, but know that if I want to be a matriarch of my family, like the mother who raised me, I have to choose to be that woman and act accordingly. Hmm. For me, that woman presides over her family with love, legacy, and leadership. In love, she is the one whose face can be dependent on to be at every important event and many of the seemingly unimportant ones too. She makes everyone feel special, valued, important. She goes out of her way to ask how your life is. And she really listens because she believes you are significant. She is the first to scold you when you are off course, and the first to hug you and tell you she loves you anyway. She has a way of making you feel more loved despite your transgression, and eager to correct course, if only just to please her. For that same reason, she is the mediator for all major family drama, with an almost perfect success rate. In legacy, she is the keeper of the family traditions. She hosts most every holiday and expects as many of the family to be present as possible. She keeps them all close. She makes the traditional foods and hangs the traditional decorations. She tells the stories behind those traditions to her children and grandchildren to instill the importance of them well into the next generation. A sense of community, of belonging, springs from traditions carried down throughout the generations, and she knows it. She wants to be sure that when they speak of a holiday or event, they say, "Well, my family does this, or my family eats that every Christmas." Not because the food is important, but because when they say, "My family," they know they are part of something that is reliable and constant. Something inside them will know that family will be there for them always, no matter what, just like those family traditions. In leadership, a family's matriarch is the woman who leads them, again, who keeps them close, who everyone turns to for direction. And when the world goes crazy, she is who everyone turns to. When the family is grieving for a loss, she carries them through it. She always knows what to do. Gathering at her house only seems natural. If the world went crazy today, would your family gather around you? Being brutally honest, the world is crazy today. And desperately in need of an uprising of true matriarchs. Proverbs 11:14 says, where there is no guidance, the people fall.
Yeah.
But in abundance of counselors, there is victory. My reflection has led me to choose to be a matriarch and act accordingly. On this Mother's Day, women, I implore you to join me and do the same. Please know it is never too late to become the woman you aspire to be. Let's commit to being matriarchs of our families because they yearn for it so much. For all who believe and stand in agreement with me today, say amen.
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 To God be the glory for the things that He has done. Happy Mother's Day.
Amen. I know that right after communion, that our brother Maxwell will be bringing up all the mothers who have lost their child to get particular gifts he has made for them. But at this point, before we go forward in service, I want to just bring up all the mothers who are here and just honor and acknowledge them. So I'm going to start by asking the elder mothers. Now, y'all know who you are, don't? All the elder mothers, would you come forward, please?
They come right around.
All the elder mothers.
Right back here on the other. Let them walk.
All the elder mothers. I don't know. Let's give it for our elders, first of all. Let me see, who is... Now, Mother Gladys, you are how old?
93.
93. Anybody here older than 93? So you are the... 95? Where? 95. 93. Lord, have mercy. God bless you. I don't know what we call the next group, but the next group of mothers, come on up here. And then we'll have the young mothers. Come on up here, on this side. Come on, put your hands together while they're coming up here and acknowledge them. Annette, you should have been up here with the elders, right? I don't know why you're just coming up now. On both sides. Come on, make room for all the mothers. Come on, both sides. Don, you should have been up here with the elders, too. Make room for all the Lord have mercy. Look at all these mothers. Blessed be God, huh? Blessed be God. We have to move to a bigger sanctuary. Come on, all the mothers on the side there, come on up. Come all the way around, mothers. Come all the way around. Come all the way around. Got everybody up over there? Oh, my goodness. To the young mothers, or the real young mothers. You come up and stand right in front here. Come on, stand right up here. Come on, stand there. Mother with baby. Any other young mothers here? Come on. All up. Okay. Come right up here. Right up here with you. Come on, right over here.
Oh yeah, no, that's why I think so long.
And all the elders are looking at you like, I'm so glad I'm not raising a little baby again right now. Everybody, all the mothers. First of all, let's put our hands together and congratulate. You ought to congratulate yourself, too, and encourage yourself. You need to be excited about you all together. In fact, some of the mothers ought to just scream just to be alive, be a mother today. Let me first say this. In this year when we have so seen the mothers, women in general, who have risen up in a new power and acknowledging so much that has been done to women for so long in this country and in this world. The disrespect and the abuse, the harassment, and all the things that you have gone through. And with some of you, it's not just as a woman, let's just be clear, and a black woman, what you've gone through, and the struggle and the sacrifice. And the first thing I want to say to all you is I apologize. I apologize on behalf of a society that has not treated you with the honor and the dignity that you deserve. You are queens. You are our queens. And we thank God for you, and we love you, and we appreciate you. I apologize for any time that you felt disrespected. I apologize for any time that you were treated less than what you deserved to be treated as a child and a woman of God. I apologize when anybody has referred to you with ignorant names. I apologize even for the young people who still today use music and refer to women as bees instead of queens. I apologize whenever the society has not paid you what they pay a man to do the same job. I apologize when you've not been able to rise in your profession because you were a woman. I apologize for any time somebody honked at you or beeped at you or called you something out of a car window and treated you less than the dignity that you deserve. So I'm sorry on behalf of a society that has not respected you and treated you well. But I also want to thank you. As a shepherd of this church, I speak to you thanking you on behalf of the Father of us all. I thank you on behalf of a God who chose a woman to be the birth canal for creation. When he wanted to send his son, he didn't just place him here. He said, I want my son to come through a woman. That's how precious you are. You are the creature God said, my son must come through a woman. He recognized your dignity, your reverence, and your value. I thank you. I thank you that you didn't just go through labor in birth,
but you went through the labor after birth. To sit up at night with sick children, to take them to school, to sometimes do without so that they could have, to sometimes say, I won't, so that they can, to sacrifice something you could have spent on yourself, but you wanted to do it for your child. I thank you to the mothers here who've lost their child through violence or through sickness. And you could have quit. You could have surrendered and locked yourself in. But you chose, as the group POP is, to have purpose over pain. And to say that I could not still save my child, but I can save somebody else's child. And know that today your children are in heaven, saying to God, that's my mama down there. That's my mama down there. I thank you, women, for loving us, for caring about us. For carrying us as a child and carrying us in your heart as we grew up. And I say this to you finally, mothers, we need you now more than ever. We do. Our society needs to have mothers who love not just a child, but a community. We need love back in our community. We need love back in our blocks. We need love back in our churches. We need love, and we need the sacrificial love that mothers have, that understanding that it demands labor. Just as when your child was born, somebody yelled, push. We need you today to push. Push our children to greatness. Push our society to get away with violence. Push our society to get justice to flow down like a river. Push the world now, just like you did in birth. We need you. And the last thing I'll say to this is you. I believe that mothers are the most important intercessors there are. Jesus on the cross cared so much about his mother that he gave her to John and John to her. I believe God has a special ear for mothers. For mothers' prayers, for mothers' cries. I believe God has a special ear for mothers' pleas. So I beg you, mothers, be the intercessors of this present day society. Pray not just for all of our children, pray for our communities, pray for our city. Pray for our country. Pray for our world. As Michelle did mention to us, we are in a dysfunctional, troubled time. I don't ever remember in my life seeing a world as crazy, as selfish, and as dysfunctional and mean-spirited as we are right now. But I believe if the mothers go back and tarry again, I believe if the mothers grab hold of the horns of the altar and refuse to let them go again, I believe if mothers go to the throne of God and say, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me and bless my family and bless our community. I believe when the mothers start crying out to God, God will hear the cries of the mothers. Now, I know when you know we're a church that believes in marching and fighting and boycotting and all of that, and we will continue to do that. But guess what? I also believe that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And some things we don't have to fight because prayer will change it all by itself. So I beg you, mothers, go back to the intercession and to the tearing again. Pray.
and put your arms around our young girls. Let them know what a true mother is, what a true woman of God is. We love you. We thank God for you. We bless you today. And as you go back to your seat, we're going to give each of you one of these bags because I believe that nobody should be paying 7 cents. So this is our little way to help boycott fine bags. And we're going to turn you today, every one of you, into a bag lady when you leave here today. So please receive a bag as you even go back to your seat. Come on, church, stand on your feet and thank for the mothers. Give them a standing ovation for these great women of God. There's some. Make sure you get it back before you leave. Come on, as they come back to the seat. We got some more right over here.